business citizen initiative that would
have to him not live by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn still fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll dance your fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey everybody, welcome back into the show. This is the second hour here on this Monday, September 29, 2025 edition, Your Defending Fathers, with Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. We started down a journey in January of 2023. Vicky and I was in Florida when Vicky had a major cardiac event. For all practical purposes, she was dead. 3 o'clock in the morning, we were in Florida. We got up. She had to go to the bathroom. She only had to walk about 20 feet, go to the bathroom and come back. And she was panting very heavily. Uncontrollably. She couldn't breathe. I immediately got her dressed, put her in the vehicle, and took her to the emergency room. Her stents from the 2007 heart attack from climbing Sleeping Bear sand dunes when she had a heart attack were blocked. Two stents were put in, and they were blocked. Her blood oxygen was so low, the nurse freaked out. When I got her to the emergency room, I woke the nurse up at 3:30 in the morning. Wheelchair, oxygen in the nose, stat, right now, where's the wheelchair? She pointed over in the corner, I grabbed the wheelchair, I went out to the vehicle, I picked her up out of the Yukon and put her in the wheelchair, got her in there, she put that little thing on her finger, her blood ox was at 70%. It was dropping fast. It went to 68 while we were there, while she was waiting to get the oxygen tank up her nose. Vicky didn't remember any of this. I had to go back and do the show. I got a hold of her cardiologist in Munson Hospital and had them fax 68 pages of her complete cardiac file to the hospital in Florida. While I was doing the show 9 to noon, I hung up the mic. I sped back to the hospital. There was a big ambulance in the parking lot, and they were loading Vicky up on a gurney into this big ambulance. I ran up and said, "What the heck is going on with my wife? We can't do the surgery she needs right now. We are rushing her stat to Fort Pierce, Florida on the Atlantic Ocean." I said, "Good, I got two questions. Are we running red lights and are we running stop signs?" He looked at me and he said, "Why?" I said, "Because that Yukon is going to be right on your tail, and I want to know whether I'm going to rear end you or not. I'm a former truck driver. How fast you going? What route you taking?" He told me the state highway that went straight to Fort Pierce, we were there, which should have taken normally about 80 minutes. We were there in 60. We were doing 90 to 95 on the straightaway, and we ran red lights, and we ran stop signs. When we got back, April of 23, Vicky and I, after the show one day, that April 23rd, drove down to Missy's office in Battle Creek, and it changed our lives forever. Missy saved Vicky's life and mine. And we're going to talk to Officer Rick Nieper in the other next segment about what Missy's done for him. Today, I weigh a pound less than I did after her fat-burning program in August of 27. I'm a pound lighter than I was 2 years ago. It works. Rick Nieper on the other side. We'll be right back.
Road Trip, The Good Words Book for Success by Rick Randall is the perfect book that will change the way that you think and will positively impact your life. 123 good words, motivational, inspirational definitions, and packed with very cool poems for each word is a readable experience that you will visit time and time again. Available on Amazon Books and Barnes & Noble, Road Trip Likely to Succeed makes the perfect graduation gift. Enjoy reading Road Trip, Likely to Succeed A to Z, The Good Words Book for Success by Rick Randall.
Maybe you're looking to sell an old firearm that's been sitting around the house just collecting dust. Or maybe you've been thinking it's time to upgrade to a newer model or caliber. Either way, the place to go is Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey. Pistols, rifles, shotguns, they buy and sell pretty much anything that goes boom when you pull the trigger. Except rocket launchers, they don't buy or sell those. So if you're looking for a new firearm or just want to sell old Betsy, you're sure to get a fair price and friendly service to boot at Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. Slim Fast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of My Pure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Gun owners in northern Michigan don't have to go far to get their firearm problem solved. Curtis Gunsmithing handles all gun work, adjustments, bluing, rebarreling, cleaning, and even FFL transfers. Need a stock refinished or some custom work done? How about a trigger job? That's right. Let the gun doctor, Tom Curtis of Curtis Gunsmithing, take care of old Betsy. She'll be in good hands. Call 231-347-3487. That's 347-3487. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment of hour number two here on this Monday. Joining us on the line is Officer Rick Nieper. He's working today as a school cop down in Genesee County. Good morning, Rick.
Morning, Randy.
Hey, I wanted to have you on the show today because Missy is at a conference out in Arizona. And she said, can you talk to some of our very happy clients and see if they'd be willing to come on the show and give a testimonial about their experience working with me and my staff here at My Pure Health Solutions down in Battle Creek, Michigan. Real quick, a couple of quick questions, answers for you. When was the first time you met Missy and I believe did the scan out at the Fun Shoot Pig Roast, I believe, 1 year, correct?
Yeah, that's when I first met her and we did the scan. She was doing the complimentary hand scans at your event. Because, I mean, let's face it, I hear about this hand scan. I'm like, what kind of crap is this?
Right.
And because I was like a total disbeliever. And when I did the hand scan, and I disclosed absolutely nothing about my health to her, she knew all the health problems I had. And she also knew other health problems that I didn't know I had. I mean, it was unbelievable, the information that they got just from that hand scan. I mean, it was very educating, I guess would be the best word.
Sure.
Unbelievable.
Now, on that first scan, you didn't right away decide to sign up and pay to be a client and to get involved in the fat burning program right away. I believe you took a little time before you made the decision. Is that an accurate statement?
Yeah, because I think that your fun shoot was in August, and I didn't do anything until after the Black Friday sale that she usually has. And then I ended up going into Fat Burn in about the middle of January.
Okay, so it was the Black Friday sale after Thanksgiving. She was offering a discount,
yep.
So you took advantage of that, but you wanted to wait, get through the Christmas holiday, and then start in January the following year. When do you recall you started, you say, in January that year? What was your weight when you started the program?
It was like 252.3, I think.
Okay. And how many days of fat burn did you pay for, and how long were you in the first segment of fat burning with Missy?
So her special was like for 40 days, and I ended up doing 33 days because I dropped 45 pounds, and that was below my actual goal. I went past my goal. My original goal was to be at 220. I went past that.
And you got down from 252, you got down how many pounds?
45 and 33 days.
So that brought you way down, well below your goal weight. And how did you feel? How did you look? Did people like really notice you dropping 45 pounds that quickly? Did that change your life, basically?
Yeah, I mean, there was a lot of changes, for sure. People were noticing that I was losing the weight. And I was starting to really feel better. And health-wise, and, you know, it was a game changer. After being at that weight for a little bit, I started feeling fat again.
Well, let me ask you this. The main reason, one of your goals, I believe, was you had always been on some type of medication for years. What was that medication? What was it that you were fighting health-wise?
So, I mean, I've always battled with high blood pressure, and it's still not perfect. I'm still working on it.
Okay.
But my blood pressure went from being super high to being in a normal range now, and I still need to work on. I have a lot of visceral fat.
Sure.
I have a lot of fat around my organs.
Yeah.
And I think that's one of the things that's been causing me a lot of, you know, health problems through the years. So I'm still working on that.
Got it. Now,
and
are you still on your blood pressure medication?
I do have blood pressure medications, but they've changed it. I'm taking less than I used to. And, I'm much better. Cause even, taking medicine before, my blood pressure a lot of times was off the charts.
Still high, even with the medication.
Yes.
Got
yes.
it. Okay, now let me ask you this question. After you went through fat burn, then Missy starts all of her fat burning people going into reset. How long were you in reset with Missy, and what did you learn about yourself after you stopped fat burning and went into reset? What did you learn about foods you could have and foods you couldn't have?
So I did the 21 days of reset, and I learned that I can eat nuts. I was never a big nut person, but they tell me I'm one of the lucky ones because I can eat nuts.
Okay.
And they don't trigger me.
Yep.
Unless I get like crazy with them.
Right.
You know, I learned about different foods that do trigger me, like sugar tends to trigger me. So if I eat like cookies or cake, that stuff always triggers me. And then I feel sick afterwards after eating that because the sugar, it makes me sick.
Now, what about my favorite, which is bread and butter, cow's butter? Did bread and butter trigger you after you went through reset?
So if I eat like good bread, like a 5-ingredient bread, I tend to be okay with that as long as I don't get crazy with eating a whole lot of it.
Sure.
You know, like eating a half a loaf or something.
Yeah, you just have a sandwich. You just have a sandwich with regular healthy bread. You're okay.
Yeah.
What about milk butter from a cow butter? Can you eat that?
I eat butter. Yeah, I eat butter. I don't have a problem with the butter. The butter's okay for me.
What about pasta and french fries? Can you do that?
So potatoes is one of the ones that I got to really be careful with, because if I eat like a normal portion, it'll trigger me. If I have a couple bites, I'm okay.
Okay.
Pasta seems to be okay. But once again, my wife and I, you know, trying to eat better.
Yeah.
We've been trying to buy, like, I guess a high-quality pasta that's not full of chemicals.
Sure.
So we found an Italian store where we can get different pastas, and those tend to be okay with me. I recently found a corn pasta seemed to be okay.
Well, now let me ask you about fast food. You're a police officer. When you're not a school resource officer there with the kids, you're out doing road patrol. And it's not always easy to make a lunch and put it in a black, you know, in a brown paper bag, put it in your squad car. So do you ever do fast food now?
Not really. I usually eat, there's a local Mexican restaurant that makes everything fresh and from scratch.
Yep.
I'll go in there and have my dinner there, and that seems to be fine.
Okay.
I hate that.
So you're not having to go through McDonald's drive-thrus or anything like that in the course of your day being in the squad car?
No, if I go through McDonald's, it's for somebody else. I don't eat that crap anymore.
Okay, good. Now, one thing I did want to ask you about, do you... After paying for the fat burning program and reset, being coached by Missy, did you basically then go, you know, because it's been a year, couple years now, you've been through this process. Were you basically,
year and a half.
Okay, year and a half. So it's been a year and a half, but you weren't in constant contact with Missy. You weren't talking to them on a regular basis. You still weren't buying any supplements from her. Is that an accurate statement?
I have been buying like the salt.
Yeah,
and
the pink
I've
salt.
I've been staying on the, I've been doing the pink salt, been staying on that, and I've been staying on the, I like those, the vitamin B drops.
Oh, yeah.
So,
yeah,
I've been staying on that, but as far as, like, the regular, the whole supplement program they do when you're going to fat burn,
yeah,
no, I haven't been taking that stuff.
Okay, now recently, Rick... You texted me when I was talking to Missy a couple of weeks ago on an interview, and you wanted me to thank Missy for talking with you. You got sick, and you didn't know what the heck was going on. You called Missy. Explain that to the folks, that whole process. Got about 4 minutes.
So I got the flu for probably the first time in 15 or 20 years. I don't normally get the flu.
Do you take flu shots, the vaccinations?
God, no. I never do.
Okay, so never take the flu shots. So you got the flu, and what happened? How sick were you? How long did it last?
Well, I was really sick, and I called Missy and told her, hey, you know, what should I do? Because, I mean, last time I had the flu, I was eating popsicles and stuff, and I know all that sugar is bad.
Right.
And she recommended this liquid IV.
Okay.
Which you can buy over the counter. It's like a little packet that you put in your water, and it's full of electrolytes, you know, like a lot of salt and I guess other things that are good.
Sure.
And I drank that instead of you know, eating popsicles and crap that would make me gain weight. So yeah, I just drank that and mixed it in my water, and that really helped me a lot. I put it in some ice trays to make me some popsicles.
Yeah.
I made my own popsicles, and, yeah, it was fine.
How long did it take you to kick the flu then?
So I ended up, let's see, it came on, like, late, like, Friday afternoon.
Yeah.
And I stayed in bed most of the day on Saturday, and then by Sunday I was feeling a whole lot better, and Monday I was back to work.
There you go. And this was Missy just, you know, knowing you, and you had her number, you called her, and this is what she recommended. She didn't charge you for it.
Nope. She just gave me some advice, and so it worked out good for me.
Excellent. Rick, one final thing here, about a minute and a half to go. For people that have heard all these interviews over the years with Missy, as long as she's been on the air with us, everything she's done for Vicky and I, what would you say to people that were still skeptics like you were and didn't believe in that technology, did not believe that this information could be found out and told to you, and that Missy could tell you basically how to fix your body? What would you say to those people?
Well, for starters, seeing is believing. And when you see my before and after photo, it's unbelievable. It's night and day difference. The program, for what she charged me, it's worth at least twice what I paid for it. And, you know, if you're thinking about it, stop thinking and just do it, because you won't regret it once you do it and get through it. I actually, over the weekend, I got a call from somebody that's a regular listener of your program that I know.
Yep.
And her and her husband are doing it. It's Downstate Kim. Her and her husband are doing it.
Oh, yeah.
And she had some questions, and here I was being a health coach for her.
Yep. And Kim started the program, and she texted me that she's dropped a ton of weight already, only, I believe, being on it for like 10 days, so...
Yep. Yeah, her and her husband are doing it, and, yeah, it's going well for them. So.
Excellent, excellent. Well, I appreciate you filling in for Missy. I'm going to text her this podcast, Rick. I'm sure she will appreciate you doing this for us, and we'll let you get back to the kids.
All right. Nice talking with you, Randy.
Okay, you too, sir. We'll be in touch.
All right, thanks.
Bye-bye.
All right.
Again, folks, text me Missy. M-I-S-S-Y. I'll text you the phone number down to her office in Battle Creek, Michigan. That phone number is 269-964-4044. Check out my fat pictures, truckerrandyhealth.com. We'll be right back.
This is Michigan News Source.